Hello everyone. I hope you all are doing excellent. Welcome to my new episode of podcast on another exciting topic. Please get tuned and be focused on this podcast.
Hello. In this episode, today we are going to discuss about FSGS. Ladies and gentlemen, I know you are quite excited today to hear about my podcast. Now, FSGS, focal segmental glomerulosclerosis, is a very, very common problem. And I got a lot of requests from my patients to, doctor, tell me something about FSGS. Do a podcast about FSGS. Write a blog on FSGS. So this episode I'm dedicating to focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. FSGS, it is a glomerular disease. First, you need to understand, in kidney disease, there are 2 to 3 different varieties of kidney disease. Some disease directly affect the glomeruli of the kidney. That means the filtration unit of the kidney. And there are some disease which are usually kidney parenchyma, they affect kidney parenchyma, kidney blood vessels. FSGS is one disease which is primarily a glomerular disorder. The term focal segmental glomerulosclerosis refers to the fact that the some areas of the glomeruli and their certain segments got some scarring. Sclerosis means scarring. Sclerosis is one medical terminology which otherwise refers, if there is any scarring, we call the term medically as a sclerosis. So if there is a focal segmental sclerosis of glomeruli, then the disease is called FSGS. Obviously, we need to understand this cannot be seen in open eyes. So to understand whether someone is suffering from FSGS or not, kidney biopsy is mandatory. So FSGS is a diagnosis otherwise which is done by kidney biopsy. Now FSGS, it can happen either as a primary disease where the cause is unknown, we call it idiopathic, or it can be secondary to some disease like diabetes, like obesity, a lot of other conditions. We'll come to that. Some infections, certain drug toxicity, they all can give rise some segmental sclerosis or segmental fibrosis of the glomeruli, and which on biopsy we get the pattern and we define as a focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Obviously, if the primary cause is diabetes or some other disease, other systemic disease, these are called secondary FSGS. I hope you have understood what is primary FSGS and what is secondary FSGS. Primary FSGS means where the cause is unknown. Suddenly, we, because of some kidney problem, to identify why the things are happening, we did the kidney biopsy and the kidney biopsy revealed this type of changes that we called primary FSGS. And in case of secondary FSGS, the primary disease is either systemic disease like diabetes, hypertension, obesity, lupus, and which ultimately give rise to proteinuria. And when on evaluation, when we do a biopsy, we find the similar changes, which is otherwise known as focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. Now, this FSGS, as I said, is a very nagging kind of disease. Its treatment is not very straightforward. There are a lot of different histopathological subtypes of FSGS, and accordingly, the decision of treatment has been taken. Before we go into the treatment, let us know how FSGS present. FSGS usually present as protein leakage in the urine. A lot of patients complain that they are leaking protein in the urine. And as this proteinuria is to some extent varies from 1 gram to up to 8 to 10 grams, FSGS usually happens in the young patients. It is a disease of the young, but sometimes elderly FSGS are also visible, also reported. But this patient present with proteinuria, and obviously as a consequence of proteinuria, they have swelling in their feet. Sometimes they lead in the high blood pressures. And if the disease progresses a lot, so there is a kidney excretory function become defective, creatinine start rising, patient complains of fatigue, and there is a typical skin changes starts happening, and ultimately they lands in the progressive kidney dysfunction. Now, majority of the FSGS are diagnosed by kidney biopsy, because in urine, routine urine examination, when we find significant amount of protein and we cannot identify why the protein is coming, the next course is doing a kidney biopsy. And as I described earlier, if we find Among the glomeruli, there is a segmental sclerosis. Then we define the pattern as a FSGS pattern. And based on the context, whether it is otherwise no cause is known or it is background of some medical comorbid factor otherwise known to cause FSGS, we define the FSGS as a primary or secondary. Now, a lot of people ask me, sir, what are the causes of FSGS? FSGS could be idiopathic, as I mentioned earlier. In idiopathic FSGS, the exact cause is not known. It could be some genetic predispositions or the immune system abnormalities. Secondary FSGS, it can result because of some underlying conditions like obesity, because those who are very obese, their glomeruli has a tendency to get fibrosed and thereby leading to protein leakage. It could be because of some disease like diabetes. It could be secondary to hypertension. These all give rise to secondary FSGS. Now, there are some genetic mutations which has been associated with the development of FSGS. This mutation can affect the proteins involved in the structure and function of the glomeruli. Some infections, for example, viral infection like HIV, hepatitis B or hepatitis C, rarely parvovirus infections, has been reported for FSGS. We live in a country where malaria is prevalent. One variety of malaria, that is malaria malaria, they have reported some significant proteinuria, and some of the reports showed there are FSGS. Now, there are some medications, for example, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, which are otherwise used as a painkillers, pamidronates, lithiums. These are associated with focal segmental glomerulosclerosis or FSGS. Drug addicts, especially those who take heroin, anabolic steroids, they also can lead to FSGS. This anabolic steroid-induced FSGS is very common in the gym goers, especially those who go for the gym. They, in the intent of building muscle, they often take very high dose of anabolic steroids, and it has been reported that these anabolic steroids ultimately can lead to focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. So these are the major causes of FSGS. Now, coming to the next part of this podcast, that is treatment of FSGS. Treatment of FSGS depends on a lot of factors, whether it is primary, idiopathic, and what are the different subtypes of the FSGS on biopsy, because FSGS has been classified as a 5 different subtypes. And based on the subtypes, the treatment of FSGS varies. As per the general principle of treatment is to control the blood pressure if the patient is hypertensive, and if the potassium is normal, and it is always advisable to prescribe angiotensin converting enzyme inhibitors or angiotensin receptors blockers, that is ACE or ARBs, and lifestyle modification, for example, low sodium and the fluid restriction if there is significant swelling and blood pressure is high, protein as per the guideline for the CKD. Now, for the edema management, if there is a significant edema, we need to prescribe some diuretics. We have to keep the blood pressure under control. And we all know when someone leaks protein, there may be some protein, cholesterol-binding protein deficiency, so cholesterol may go up, and we need to treat the cholesterol level with anti-cholesterol medications to prevent the cardiovascular complications. Now, these are all supportive care, but the most important care treatment of the FSGS is immunomodulation of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis. A certain percentage of FSGS demands different varieties of immunomodulation. The corticosteroid is the most common treatment to treat the proteinuria of FSGS, but the response to the corticosteroid varies. Not every FSGS responds normally or equally with the corticosteroid. Immunosuppressive drugs, apart from steroids, which are used in FSGS, are cyclosporine, tacrolimus, mycophenolate mofetil, and rituximab also, which is anti-CD2 therapy. There are a lot of papers which have shown that these immunotherapies. But however, these therapies are under the purview of a specialized nephrologist. There are a lot of pros and a lot of cons. Without supervision of a nephrologist, never ever think of any medical treatment for FSGS. So, ladies and gentlemen, in this episode, what I have discussed regarding the different types of FSGS, how it has been diagnosed, how it has been presented, and what are the different varieties of the FSGS, and how it has to be treated, that has to be mentioned. I hope it has given you some idea, because this podcast has been prepared by the request of a lot of my patients who otherwise requested me share some knowledge regarding FSGS. Hope this has improved your knowledge. Please get tuned. I'll come with some new information in later on. And by that, you'll be able to know what exactly FSGS is. Thank you very much. If you're not subscribed to my podcast channels, please subscribe it now. I'm coming with a lot of interesting episodes. And I hope this will be very, very helpful for you. Thank you.